This week on Daybreak Asia, we're looking at how tunnels are being used in modern-day warfare. Yesterday, we reported on North Korea's decades-old efforts to tunnel under the demilitarized zone to carry out potential attacks on its rival, South Korea. We also mentioned Pyongyang's construction of thousands of other underground sites for defensive purposes. Today, we're comparing the North Korean tunnels to those built by Hamas in the Gaza Strip as part of the Palestinian militant group's latest war with Israel. Bruce Bechtol is a political science professor at Angelo State University in Texas and previously served as a U.S. intelligence officer and Marine. Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin asked Bechtol what's behind the similarities in the tunnels of Gaza and North Korea.
Well, if you play connected dots, it certainly appears as if those tunnels that were built in Gaza were built with the assistance of North Korean engineers. As you probably know, they were very active in helping Hezbollah build their tunnels in Lebanon and on the border with Israel that were miles long. And that's been confirmed. In fact, I testified in federal court about that a couple of months ago. And in federal court, the DPRK was found guilty of building those tunnels supporting Hezbollah. So the proof there is overwhelming. And if one looks at the tunnels in Gaza, they certainly appear very similar to the types of tunnels that North Koreans build. In other words, several of them that have been uncovered are several miles long. They're reinforced with concrete. They're very deep. They're quite complex. They house things such as medical facilities and arms caches and command and control facilities. And the complexity and sophistication of these tunnels leads one to believe that they were probably built with the assistance of the North Koreans, because most people don't know how to build those tunnels. In other words, even if the Hamas had the resources to build these tunnels, it's unlikely they would know how to build such tunnels if it wasn't for the assistance of the North Koreans. In addition, both Hamas and Hezbollah operatives frequently train in Iran. And it's a well-known fact that North Koreans are located there and that they've given training to Hezbollah there as well. So it's very feasible that the Hamas operatives received training so that they could go back to the Gaza Strip and build those same types of tunnels based on blueprints, designs, training that they received from North Koreans.
Bruce Bechtol of Angelo State University and author of North Korea and Regional Security in the Kim Jong-un Era. Neither North Korea nor Hamas has ever acknowledged any sharing of tunnel expertise between them. Tomorrow, Michael Lippin asks the former deputy head of Israel's National Security Council if the Jewish state can learn anything from how South Korea has been looking for more suspected North Korean tunnels under the DMZ. His in-depth report on tunnels and warfare is on our website at voanews.com, and it's also one of the highlights on VOA's Asia News page.